This is FBS, your Builder's Best podcast for appliances and
cabinets.
I'm Jeannie Zindler-Miles.
I'm Rodney Christensen, I'm pretty sure.
Yes, and today we're going to be discussing the Houston Galleria showroom that is almost done with its remodel.
Mm-hmm. Are we announcing the date of when we're opening it up?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
So
March 15th,
we will be reopening our brand new wonderful showroom. Jeannie and I just got the chance to go by today and see things in progress. We're about, 2 weeks, 3 weeks out from open? So yeah. we're tying things up, and we thought we'd jump in and talk about what we saw.
And also, I think what's good to point out is there are going to be a few vignettes that have some holes, just, you know, just like everyone else from this pandemic, we can't even get all of our appliances that we ordered October earlier. So that is proof that, you know, everyone's getting affected by that.
Even the big guys can't move mountains.
But what was there is amazing. Do you want to talk about your favorite thing first? Or do you want me to talk about
mine? I'll let you start.
Okay. Oh, such a gentleman. So the first thing I noticed when I walked in was how much mid-century vibes we're going through. So,
which means absolutely nothing to me.
it means everything to me. It gave me all the feels. So my favorite vignette is probably our Thermidor vignette. And I love the green cabinetry with the, it had natural wood accents with the cabinets. I loved how the vignette had the flanking refrigerators on either end, or the column refrigerators with the matching.
One was a freezer. I did check while I was looking at him. So we had the range there in the center, and I can't remember if they had wall ovens too. I don't think so.
Not
on the same wall.
Not on that wall.
But we had a full size, I believe it was the 30-inch or the 36-inch freezer and 36-inch fridge.
Flanking
matching sizes, one on each side.
That was probably my favorite. And the backsplash was really pretty. I know that we don't sell backsplashes, but out of everything in there, that whole vignette was my favorite. And it made me a fan of column refrigerator fronts too.
Now, I will say, just to name drop, our cabinetry lead designer, or cabinetry, I guess that's not her position. She's the person in charge of FBS cabinets as a whole, Kitty Decoro, I believe.
That's how we pronounce her last
name.
Now.
Yeah. That's how you pronounce her last name. We're like 95% sure.
Yes.
She did all the vignette designs for the new showroom, and she's done an amazing job.
She basically had to design 14 kitchens,
and
she's been working on this for a little over a year.
And they all look different. It's not like, you know,
so
she just did the same thing for each one.
I would say that our Thermidor was more mid-century vintage, like the typical mid-century. Our Bosch was more modern, mid-century modern. The modern part had really cool white hexagon tiles. Our Gen Air was modern farmhouse. It had like a rustic feel to it.
I would say the cabinets in all of our kitchens were definitely made with wood.
Sorry, I just spit in your face. They were. I believe they were. Yes, all made. I think it was in the Gaggenau display when you opened up those cabinets. They had track lighting inside.
Yeah, that's something I hadn't seen before. Lighting inside a cabinet. But we also had one of them was automated, right? Where you just push on it and it would actually raise up the entire cabinet.
It was like how the door and the DeLorean and Back to the Future open.
It's ridiculous. I didn't realize. I come from the appliance side, so I don't know as much about cabinets, but I didn't realize how far cabinetry options had come either. So it was really neat to see.
Yeah, so I agree. It was awesome. And the GE monogram or the GE vignette, those were green cabinets also, and
that was the GE Cafe.
The Cafe line. And what's really crazy is the new logo that they came out with was kind of this deep forest green. And Kitty's gonna kill me. I don't remember whose cabinets those were, if it was Starmark or not.
I believe it was one of those brands, but I mean, we'll have more information going forward, just to give you our thoughts on what we saw.
Whichever cabinets they were, we gave them a custom color and it matched.
They were also made of wood.
Oh my gosh, Kitty's going to be so mad at me. But they were either Belmont, Starmark, Ultra Craft, Ultracraft, Mid-Continent.
One of the lines we sell, yeah, basically.
Yeah, all of them. But anyways, they gave them a custom color. They're able to do the 13-coat process to paint it that color, and mm-hmm. it's the exact color green of the new cafe logo. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was a really, really interesting touch. And then we had the Monogram, their new minimalist collection mm-hmm. wall oven. And I think your favorite is in that kitchen, right?
Like, I like the vent hood because I've seen pictures before, but most vent hoods nowadays are stainless steel. That's the most commonly produced thing you see. But our Monogram vignette, we have a 48, I believe it was a 48-inch range. And above it, mm-hmm. we have a bright gold brass wall hood, which stands out like hugely, hugely compared to every brand's just standard stainless hood.
And
it's
big.
Something
it
that's new to their line. Yeah. So it's definitely, we'll have some teaser pictures eventually. And that's one of them we made sure to point out.
And if anyone listened to our conversation with Sarah Pajak with GE Monogram, mm-hmm. She mentioned that their new line is all about the brass accents. So I feel like that mm-hmm. vent hood, right when you walk in the showroom and turn right, that kind of screams you're in. That's mm-hmm. our new shtick. It's brass. And it was a huge like anchor for that kitchen. Mm-hmm. That was really cool. And I think it's going to have matching brass floating shelves.
Yeah. They have the spots in place where it's going to be installed, but they have everything's tying into that color dynamic that they have with the Monogram statement line. So,
but yeah, it was, I don't know. It made me really, I could have been there all day. Mm-hmm. It was really, really interesting.
And it's, I used to work at this location for about 5 years. So I know what it was like before. And honestly, I thought it would be the same kind of layout with just some new kitchen vignettes dressed up a little bit, but we've gone in, gutted it, changed the entire thing. And it is, out of our showrooms, it's looking to be like one of the best, if not the best, we've designed up to this point. It's crazy how much of a big difference it's made. We've changed the outside of the color of the building. We've changed the inside ceilings, everything. It's
they added new
ridiculous.
Awnings. Like even the outside, they added like awnings. They did concrete planter's boxes out front mm-hmm. that have plants, which is mm-hmm. just change. It doesn't look like a stale office building.
Yeah.
It went from this brown 70s building mm-hmm. to this white, beautiful.
Yeah. It looks brand
picture.
New.
Yeah. It looks like
out
a brand
of the
new
same building.
I feel like people are going to drive by and say, when did that come up?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. I really do. Yeah. And then when you walk in, you're hit with the first thing you see is this really beautiful modern light fixture.
That's one thing I did like was all the lighting fixtures, very unique lighting fixtures that Kitty picked out for the vignettes and everything.
So like right when you first walk in, it's going to be Sub-Zero Wolf, mm-hmm. right?
You have the receptionist to the left and Sub-Zero
right in front of you. Yeah. Just all the countertops and the conference room that's in there is beautiful.
Entirely glass walls for the conference room.
It's going to have a live edge wood table. So if designers or builders, if people want to take their homeowners in to do those showroom selections and you want to book a little space mm-hmm. in there to kind of layer stuff out, I mean, I feel like
touching on that too, our Thermidor kitchen, we're going to be putting in a table that's mm-hmm. going to be perfect for future marketing events or any events really catering to our designer customers or builder customers. We used to do Thermidor demonstrations there of the products, and now it's going to be like the perfect setting to do so, to actually see.
Yeah, because I think what Kitty said too is off of that countertop, they're going to do like a little wood mm-hmm. I guess counter
mini
table.
They hadn't put it in yet, but it'd come out like a T.
Yeah.
From the
so that way people can sit there and easily watch mm-hmm. the demos. So I would like everyone to refer to the Thermidor kitchen as Jeannie's favorite kitchen. Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, we can throw
we'll
a Thermidor
get you a little
in
plaque
there
and stick it on there.
Yeah, approved by Jeannie's fave. I'll do be like this with two thumbs up, like with a little ding in my tooth, like a ding.
Kitchen out of the month.
Oh my gosh, yes. But yeah, so
March 15th,
when the doors officially open, we're still doing appointments only due to COVID. Mm-hmm. We are going to have like a little grand opening party or reopening mm-hmm. party that we're going to invite designers to kind of walk them through it. Mm-hmm. We'll do some teaser
videos. It won't be before it opens or right when it opens, though.
No, it's going to be when COVID.
We're going to play it by ear just to make sure everybody stays safe. So
yeah, but you can book an appointment. Mm-hmm. to come and walk through it, and we'll have a little teaser virtual tour once mm-hmm. all the vignettes are finished. But yeah, I think, I mean, I love it.
Yeah.
I'm kind of jealous of those who get to work there. Yeah. Not that this, our Fallbrook North is beautiful as well, but this one's pretty player.
Yeah. You'll probably see videos of us in the future doing some of our product demonstrations in that showroom. Just so.
Yes. Yeah, that's accurate. Well, hope you guys will book an appointment to see it.
Yeah. I mean, I do think everybody should come check us out. We're going to have the fanciest stuff on display. So many coffee machines. That's another thing I thought.
Yes.
There's like 5 or 6 different coffee machines in there. So come in just for a free coffee.
And, I know.
And take a look around.
And Case is the showroom manager at this location, the gallery mm-hmm. location. And he was talking about the Home Connect app, mm-hmm. how you can add a playlist for the
Thermidor
Bosch, yeah, Gaggenau. And Gaggenau for the BSH line. So he said, let's say we have designers, or if you bring your homeowners in and there's 3 of you, you can make a quote unquote playlist of how each person would like their coffee mm-hmm. or which machines they would like them from. Make sure clearly there's cups under all of them,
yeah.
And then hit play and it'll basically
make
it. Yes, it'll make all of that. But I thought that was, you know, pretty impressive and a way to kind of like, you know, fluff your feathers a little bit to show it's cool. So, yeah.
We're hip with all the new technology.
Yeah, let me say things like hip.
Like, hello, fellow kids.
Oh, gosh. 82 years old. But, yeah. So, hope you guys make an appointment to come see again. That's the Galleria location mm-hmm. in Houston.
4242 Richmond Avenue.
Yes, thank you, because mm-hmm. I lost my brain. Mm-hmm. I lost my brain? Yes. and, yeah. Thanks for listening. If you have any questions, comment. We're going to post images on our Instagram of some teaser shots of the inside of it. And remember, it's still being built out. So these aren't glamour shots. These are progress photos.
Work in progress.
Yeah. But we would love to know what you guys want to see based off the photos, what you guys love and what stands out to y'all. And like and subscribe to anywhere you can like and subscribe to on these posts.
Ding the bell if there's a bell somewhere, maybe.
I'm sure it's over here.
Yeah, we'll work it in maybe sometime in the future.
Yeah, but thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
The end.